A tour of Britain's rudest and funniest place names. Welcome to Mark and Pete Live. I'm Pete, the clergyman. With me, as usual, is Mark, the businessman. So this is a bit of an odd thing that we're talking about this week. What have you got for us, Mark?
Well, clergyman Pete, a man called Paul Taylor from Wantage in Oxfordshire has decided to embark on a 1,800-mile tour on a 50cc moped. Yeah. But the twist is this, that although it's a charity run, he's actually decided to do it with places and go to places with either rude or funny names.
Yeah. I have to say, that's not something I've ever, you know, dreamt of or wanted to do. But now I've heard it, I really want to do it. That sounds amazing. Yeah. So,
well, what is?
I mean, I know some of these. I know some strange. What are these names then? What are the places he's going to? You know.
Well, some of them are quite quirky. Some of them are insulting, and some of them are just bizarre. But what I would say is Britain is a very strange place. And it's just full of names that you'd have to say, who conjured these in mind? And here's the best way to do it. It's all in the form of a little poem, but it's all about know your place. Britain is full of place names with an attitude, like Pity Me in Durham, that should be sympathetically viewed. A town called Dull will not get you in the mood, and somewhere labelled Twat is seen as somewhat rude. Residents of Battle could conflict and conclude, while the few fortunate folk of Feltwell are always in fine fortitude. The Knob in Oxfordshire have lives that are skewed, though the people of Broken Wind should not be pursued. Chitterton is just somewhere that is extremely rude, where sights such as nasty and ugly are simply best to elude. However, being completely lost in Lost is not so shrewd. In the end, Scratchy Bottom is a backwater, one must conclude.
I think you've got to conclude that, yes. This is just simply, we have to report, ladies and gentlemen, a great idea. We've got this article on this. This is taken from the BBC News site. The man, as you said, embarking on a 1,800-mile tour on his moped. And his journey is going to begin in Chitterton, Dorset.
Inspired.
Yes, brilliant place. And we'll take in locations such as Twat in Orkney and Booze in the Yorkshire Dales. So it's going to take some time, I guess, because he's... Now, I've heard of these mopeds. I've never actually owned a moped, but I was looking into getting one a few years ago. I decided against it. He didn't. He bought a Slovenian Tomos XL 45 Classic, which has got a top speed of 28 miles an hour. Now, these mopeds, that sort of moped, it's a really basic moped. But I guess that's, you know, if it breaks down as with these old mopeds, it's almost certain to do. At least he can mend it himself, not one of these modern ones. But yeah, he'll be going round around on these mopeds. It's a pity the moped name didn't have a rude name.
That's exactly it, yes. Yeah. I mean, but I think this is a great idea because the reason he's doing this is, unfortunately, it's in memory of a friend who died of cancer. Now, the cause is worthy, but I actually think he could set a trend. Why not then say to everybody, staycation, stay at home, go to Britain and actually have a holiday in somewhere with a name that's stupid. So you could have a photograph with a street sign or maybe a place name. Why not? Why not go to Dull? Why not?
Yeah, well, these are the...
Be Dull and Dull and Dull.
Some of the names here on the screen, for those watching the video version, Finstown is next to Twat, apparently. There's Butthole Lane, Chitterton, where he started. Dull is an interesting name on the place name sign. It says that Dull is paired with Boring, which is in Oregon, apparently.
Yes.
So there you go. Well, apparently the twinning authorities have a sense of humor.
Yes, well, I think what's interesting is that he was interviewed by the media, and he says everyone starts a journey like that from Land's End to John O'Groats, and he wanted to do something that was a bit of a twist, he said. But what I like in particular is that there are some good ones around here, like Happy Bottom Nature Reserve and Sandy Ball's New Forest Holiday Park. Yes. Well, it did sort of prompt an idea, which is, well, why doesn't he actually go with somebody with a silly name? Or maybe he could just visit Britain with people with silly names.
Yes, or change his name to a silly name. No, I think that's actually no, right. Visiting people with silly names is brilliant. I mean, this is inspiring, really, because I think what we have a problem with at the moment is there's so much seriousness going on in the news. And then if you go on a serious holiday, you know, go and lie on a beach somewhere or climb a mountain, you're not really escaping from the seriousness of everything around and the oppression of lockdowns and all that sort of thing. Do something silly. And going yes. to visit places with silly names is brilliant. Whether or not you're sponsored for it, it's just a great idea. Why not? Well, we should do this. This is a brilliant idea.
I think everyone should do it. I mean, I must admit that the idea of just limiting it to Britain, it seems a bit restrictive. There must be, and I know that there are, some very strange names in France, and particularly Germany. Unfortunately, some of the names in Germany, I daren't even broadcast because they have some very unfortunate sexual connotations. But nevertheless, it would be fun to go to. So to me, I think that actually he could make this an international tour, which I think, you know, could get many people sponsoring him, especially if he did it on the mobile.
Yes. So we're going to leave it there from Mark and Pete Live, but we really want to know something from you. Gentle listener, let us know, what is the rudest place name near you?
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.